Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Chris Caruso is here. Chris is back. He's the president of the Caruso Stanton Asset Management Company. He's a certified trust and financial advisor, author of a bunch of books, including Hamburger Dreams, including From Cradle to Retirement, on and on. Very smart guy, and he's here to talk to us about something that's really exciting for me on more than one or two levels. On many levels, this could have huge implications in addition to the direct application of what we're going to talk about. Chris, welcome back.
Hey, Jim, thanks for having me back.
It's good to have you back. So Chris, over the years, I've been advocating for and I've reported on it with people who are really in the trenches, the leadership of these movements, to help democratize healthcare, to get healthcare, to help people become more healthcare consumers and not just patients, so that they know what their procedures are costing them, so that they have a direct knowledge of when they go to the doctor, what's it going to cost, and it gets that mystery. It shines a light on that mystery that's an advantage for insurance companies and the medical profession and the government. And so Association Health Plans was one of those that we almost got past several years ago, and it failed because of the people on the left and a bunch of other people like the AARP. I still blame them for that. But this was an opportunity to democratize and to allow small business owners to band together within their groups, like a chamber of commerce, and control their health care plans. We can still do that, and what you're going to talk to us about today could be another way of getting to that, to accomplishing that. It's called 401k MEP. Tell us about it.
Sure. This is something that really has been in existence for a number of years. However, there have been a variety of government regulations that have really discouraged organizations and companies from getting into this. A 401k MEP is just really simply a pooled 401k. So right now when you get a 401k, you go to your individual company and they set it up, they administer it, you work through them. With an MEP, MEP stands for Multiple Employer Plan. Mm-hmm. This is a single 401k where several companies pool together and put their money into this one 401k plan. So the companies no longer have the responsibility for administering the 401k. A lot of the fiduciary liability is then transferred over to whoever is administrating this 401k, not the original company. So it has several advantages. It just has been, there's been rules that have been in place that have made it really hard for people to do. Now, here's what happened. Over the summer, the Department of Labor issued a new rule, a new regulation, which essentially said, hey, it's okay to have what's called a closed MEP, and I'll get to what that means in a second. At the same time, the IRS says, oh, well, we're going to change one of our rules, which is called the one bad apple rule. Now, the one bad apple rule is if one company does something wrong in a 401k MEP, then potentially all the companies are held liable. Huh. So they're talking about isolating that, and that should come up probably, I mean, they've been talking about it for several months now, but it's expected maybe within a month or so they're going to have a final rule, and that means if one company does something wrong in a 401k MEP, the only company held liable is that one company.
Right.
Not it's, the rest of the company.
It takes away the language in contracts that goes jointly and severally. If you and I enter into a contract together for, or let's say we borrow money together, we both sign on the dotted line, if there's language in there that says jointly and severally, that means that if you default, I'm on the hook for the whole thing, not just my half. But if that language is not in there and it says I'm responsible for half and you're responsible for half, That's a really, these are really important distinctions, aren't they? I mean, this is, in fact, it won't work if it doesn't, if jointly and severally logic is in this 401k MEP, it won't work, will it?
No, it's like if you entered into a general partnership. A general partnership means all the partners, like you say,
yep,
are liable if one partner makes a mistake. Well, what happens in reality with these general partnerships, and this is something small businesses face every day, is you do not bring on new partners that you don't know, because you don't know if they're going to mess
right
up and you're going to have to end up paying for it.
Right.
So by this rule, it constrains the number of partners that you can have or mm-hmm that you're willing to have that makes sense.
So
in an
MEP, Chris, I want to make sure we get these points out. In an MEP, mm-hmm, a 401k MEP, everybody has their own 401k and they band together for administration, or is it one big 401k and they all contribute to?
It's one big 401k, but each company is segmented out within that 401k.
So there's one single administrator. One single administrator. Is the money in a pool, or is it allocated to your money? Your money is segregated.
Well, your money is always segregated in a 401k.
That's right. It would be by definition, I guess. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So you could keep it. A lot of the elements that you have, and I've actually started these things mm-hmm for organizations. So you could actually design it so it's customized, so each participating company mm-hmm can have its own little traits built into it.
Are the states?
It's not a one size fits all.
Are the states pushing back on this?
It's not clear if they're actively pushing back on it, because it's not going through a legislative process. Actually, it is going through a legislative process, but that's been stalled. And I'm not sure if it's been stalled because of the states. But potentially the states are competition for this. The
yeah
states have a little bit of a head start. They started doing their own state-sponsored retirement plans a couple of
years ago.
Well,
there's no reason why we can't have both. I mean, there's room for both. Let's compete, right?
Sure. There's no reason why you can't have both. And my guess is that the private one probably will beat the state one, only mm-hmm because the state one is a one-size-fits-all.
So the big thing that's releasing the 401k MEP and making it more viable is a reduction in the regulations against it at the federal level. Is that fair to say?
That is correct, yeah.
All right. So, folks, this is another example of the Trump administration. You've got to say it like what it call it like it is. Lowering regulations to make things work better for small business owners out here on Main Street. 20 after. Right back with Chris Caruso.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.